Jerry. Getting closer.
This way, Pancho. Mamalo. The Cisco Ship.
New world champion. Now, how you feeling, Rock?
Oh, great, Howie. 100%. Especially since I gave up the cigarette.
You mean you're totally abstaining from nicotine?
Doc said it was either that or get out of the ring.
In other words, Rocky, you decided.
I'd rather fight than smoke.
Kick the habit. Join the unhooked generation. This reminder from your Tuberculosis and Respiratory Disease Association is a matter of life and breath.
The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Golden Anvil. With the West of the 1870s overrun by outlaws and sadly lacking in law enforcement, the transportation of gold was a risky business, and many ways were conceived to disguise the shipments. It was while visiting the little town of Comanche Bluff that the Cisco Kid and the dependable Pancho found themselves involved in an episode of this kind. As our story opens, it is evening, and on a single street of the little town, men are moving casually about. Then, a man crosses the street hurriedly and speaks to another loitering on the curb there.
Hey, Matt, see that kid just going into the cafe over there?
Sure.
Well, that's old man Bell's nephew.
You're fooling, Lurk.
No, this is straight. I just overheard the kid asking an hombre if he'd seen an old man driving a pair of gray mules coming to town. Said old man Bell was his uncle, that he, the kid, had ridden down here from his ranch to meet him. Said old Bell was doing here today.
That means we got to change our plan. Come on.
Right. Instead of waiting for old Bell here, we got to go out and meet him.
Yeah, but even so, the kid may give us trouble afterward.
There's a way to fix that. I'll start a fight with him. Here's the cafe. Now keep your eye peeled, Matt. The Cisco Kid's in there. He might start something.
Yeah, I know. I'll see to it no one else horns in.
Here we go, then.
Here comes the kid, Lurk.
Hey, what do you mean by tripping me, Squirt?
I sure didn't trip you, stranger. You fell over your own big feet.
Why, you lying shrimp. Talk back to me, will you? Out of my way or I'll mash it.
I'm not on your way. I don't like what you call me.
No? Then why don't you do something about it? Or do you wear that gun because you think it makes you look like a man instead of a sick skunk?
Why, you...
Who did that? Who shot that gun out of my hand?
I did, hombre. I saw you pick that fight, and I did not want to see the young senor killed.
Look out, Cisco, behind you!
Look at that gun. Drop that gun or I'll break your arm. Now, get over there with your partner where I can keep an eye on both of you.
Yeah, good work, Cisco. That hombre means he hit you from behind.
Hey, so I noticed just in time.
Put your gun away, Cisco, and I'll hit you from the front.
Here, Pancho, will you hold the gun?
It's a pleasure.
Now, hombre, as you were saying...
Learn you better than one in the mighty up, Cisco!
Teach is the word, hombre.
Not learn.
Very careless with your English. Now I will teach you not to lead with your fight. It goes like this.
It's beautiful, Cisco. That hombre look like a mule kick him.
Cisco, you better be getting out of town, Pato. I'm warning you.
I think I like this little town, hombre.
All right, stay. But if you stay, I'll get you. Get you proper. Come on, Matt.
You're the Cisco Kid, huh?
See, that is right. May I ask your name, senor?
My name is Allen, Steve Allen. Gosh, Cisco, you sure saved my gizzard that time. That hombre had his gun out and you shot it out of his hand before my gun was even free of leather. I'm sure obliged.
It was a pleasure, senor. But why did he pick that fight with you?
Golly, I wouldn't know. I never saw the man before.
Can't you think he's just a plain ugly hombre? He just wanted to fight, no?
That is strange. Do you live here in town, Senor Steve?
Oh, shucks, no. I live on a ranch 60 miles north of here. Cattle.
A large cattle spread?
No, small. We've been there only 4 years. We're just getting a good start, and then last spring my father died.
Oh, it's too bad, young senor.
Yeah, I'm very sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it made it sort of tough for Mother and me. But my Uncle Matt is coming to help us out. He was due in here today. He'll probably get here tomorrow. be easier for us when he comes.
Yeah, I can understand that. And you are staying in town tonight?
Well, sure. I'm here to meet my uncle. I gotta wait until he comes.
Well, keep out of that big hombre's way. He seems to be looking for trouble.
You bet. I'll keep out of his way.
Buenas noches, señor Steve.
Buenas noches, señor Steve.
Good night, and thanks again, Cisco.
We've come a long way for this, Matt.
Come across two states, Lurt. You sure that's old Bell's outfit coming?
Sure. Gray mules and that old wagon with a tarpaulin lashed over the sideboard. Same outfit he left Santa Fe with.
Wish we could have pulled a job the other side of Comanche Bluff instead of here on the main trail.
Well, we could have if that kid hadn't showed up in town. We could have even then if that coyote Cisco hadn't horned in last night.
Yeah, but here we're only 6 miles out of town.
6 miles is far enough.
Old Bell is getting close. I'll get to the heads of the mules when you stop them.
Stop your team, Bell. You're covered. Well, we know you left Santa Fe with better than 9,000 in gold in that wagon. Hand it over.
Where would an old blacksmith like me get that much gold?
I ain't going to argue with you.
You killed him, Lurt.
Yeah, no sense in wasting time. The gold is in this outfit, and we know it.
Let's get busy and find it, then.
Right. We'll go through this wagon with a fine-tooth comb.
And for crossing two states and waiting for old Bell and Comanche Bluff, all we get is $30-odd in silver. Fine business.
But I don't understand it, Matt. With my own ears back there in Santa Fe, I overheard Bell tell his lawyer that he was taking better than 9,000 in gold to his sister and her son to help them finish paying for their ranch.
We couldn't have missed it if it'd been there. All there was in that wagon was a bellows, a couple of anvils, and the old man's blacksmith tools. Just that and his bedroll and oats for the mules.
Yeah, looks like we're licked.
And why are we heading back to Comanche Bluff?
For two reasons. First, to make this look right, we got to ride back to town and report we found a man killed. Second, I don't aim to leave that place till I've squared accounts with that meddling sidewinder of a Cisco.
You sent for me, Senor Sheriff?
Yes. Have yourself a chair. You too, Pancho.
Gracias, Senor Sheriff.
What have you on your mind, Senor?
I called you here to warn you, Cisco. You have the reputation of causing trouble wherever you go. Last evening, you fought with this Lurton hombre.
You couldn't start a fight, Senor Sheriff.
I want no more fighting in this town. This Bell killing and everything, I got trouble enough.
I saw that you brought Senor Bell's wagon into the town this morning.
Yeah, wagon and most of the other stuff that the killer threw away. Gallus, a couple of anvils, small blacksmith tools and such. He figured they'd come in handy on his ranch. Too bad he didn't get the gold.
But what will Steve do?
Doggone lose his ranch, no doubt. Told me he couldn't possibly meet that note.
No, he probably cannot now. On the other hand, well, we will wait and see.
Fools we are, Matt. Had that gold plumb in our hands and then throw it away.
Yeah. But how'd we know the old man had melt the gold down and cast it into an anvil?
Should have figured it out. Old man Bell being a blacksmith and all. We'd have used our heads, we'd have known he'd have cooked up some scheme instead of carrying all that gold and dust and nuggets.
Yeah, it's simple enough when you stop to think. Him doing all his blacksmithing at mining camps, we'd be paid in dust and nuggets.
Yeah, that anvil's a pretty slick trick at that. Then him painting it black like his regular anvil.
We ain't lost it yet. In the wagon right across the street by the livery stable.
Sure, we ain't lost it. Even if 100 men have looked at that wagon since the sheriff hauled it in, nobody but you and me know that anvil's made out of gold.
Yeah, a good thing you noticed that little scratch on the anvil.
It sure was. I sure got a jolt when I saw that yellow gold shining through the black paint. And I wasn't long smearing some mud over the scratch.
Must have got scratched on the rocks when he tossed it out of the wagon back there. But how are we going to get it, Lurt?
Well, we can't just walk over there in broad daylight. We gotta wait for dark and the right chance. And maybe the right chance to get that Cisco kid.
Hey, it's getting dark, Pancho, and young Senor Steve should be 10 miles on his way home by now.
Hey,
Why, Senor Steve, start this afternoon and drive all night? Why not wait till the morning?
After the trouble of this morning, he was worried about his mother being at the rancho alone.
Cisco.
Si, amigo?
Did Cisco see what that hombre Lutton and the other hombre do all day?
You mean how they watched that wagon of Senor Steve?
Si. All day they sit across the street and look at the old wagon. What they see, huh?
I do not know, but they certainly did a lot of looking. Hey, Poncho. Huh? Some riders are coming to town. Some of the box circle riders coming in for a good time.
Can't you hear those box circle riders and tough hombres?
I've heard the same, Chico. Sheriff may get some fighting in time tonight after all.
Uh-huh.
But we will keep out of trouble with them. We have other things to do.
Look like the box circle hombres take over this cafe, Cisco.
Not Lurton, hombre, and his partner are with them. Lurton seems to be taking charge of their celebration.
Can't you not like that Lurton coyote? He slinks like a coyote, and he got a face like a toad.
We'll sit at this table here, Pancho.
Oh, that Lurton hombre watching us, Cisco.
Pay no attention to him, Pancho.
Hey, look, boys, look over there. There's the Cisco kid and his fat partner squatting at that table over there. Looks like they're too uppity to join us in a little fun. Do we stand for that?
Oh, I'm sure so.
What we do, Cisco? What we do, huh?
Sit tight and pay no attention.
Mm-hmm. I guess they're hard of hearing, boys. Let's go over and talk with them.
Yeah.
Guess you hombres didn't hear me invite you to join us, did you, Cisco?
So you are looking for trouble again, are you, Lurton?
That's all that hombre looks for, Cisco, is trouble.
Listen, boys, they say I'm looking for trouble. And all I do is ask him to join us in a little fun.
Oh, Lurt, why bother with him?
Pancho and I do not mind joining you for a good time, amigos. But we want nothing to do with this Lurton hombre and his partner. We saw them try to kill a boy last night.
Eli! I'll knock your teeth in for that.
Push, keep that knocking, hombre. Push, no! Look at it, Cisco! He's up with the gun!
Yeah!
Bueno, you keep the gun out of his hand, Cisco!
Come on, boys, give me your hand! Now you've got him now, boys. You got the great Cisco kid. Hold his arms and I...
You buzzard, Lurton. These hombres will let me go, I'll beat you to a pulp.
Let Pancho go to and Pancho help.
Hold him, man. Now, Cisco, this is the square of that little deal of last night. That fixes Mr. Cisco. And now for the fat one.
Yeah, we got him knocked out too, Lurt.
Drag him over to the side door over there and throw him out. Me and Matt will tend to him. All right, leave him out. Thanks, boys. I'll go back and have your fun. See you in a few minutes.
Where are we putting him, Lurt?
That old shed out there.
Grab hold.
Yeah. I'll get something to really clip him with, Matt. We got to get after that gold. Young Allen's got a long start on us already.
Well, here's an old axe handle, Lurt.
Good enough. Now you run for the horses. I'll finish this job, and we'll ride.
It looks as if Cisco has at last reached the end of his rope. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid.
Hugh Downs with another of our great moments for young Americans. Today our guest is Charles Koepke of the University of the Seven Seas. Welcome to the show, Charles.
Thank you.
What exactly is the University of the Seven Seas, Charles?
Well, the University of the Seven Seas is a university in the state of California. The University of the Seven Seas ship is a floating university which leaves New York City and sails around the world with a full complement of students and faculty members.
Is this mainly for the study of oceanography?
Oh, no. There's approximately 77 courses. It's predominantly a liberal arts curriculum.
What would you say, Charles, have been great moments for your students?
Oh, I could name a couple of great moments that a few students had on the last one. We had several students that notified me that the famous marine biologist Jacques Cousteau in Monaco was in his office, and all 73 of us went down there and spent an hour and a half with one of the top men in oceanography in the world. We have visited with Baiko, the famous Kabuki theater actor, one of the world's famous men. We had two students that hitchhiked a third-class Indian train and met Ambassador Chester Bowles in New Delhi.
Certainly great moments. And now, young women, are you looking forward to travel or a career as one of the great moments in your life? Well, if you're a high school graduate, both these great moments can be yours in the Women's Army Corps. You can enjoy the glamour and excitement of an assignment in exotic, fascinating countries. If you can qualify, great moments can be yours now. See your local Women's Army Corps career counselor today. I'm Charles Koepke, a pleasure talking to you today.
Thank you, Hugh.
Great Moments for Young Americans was furnished by the United States Army. And this is Hugh Downs reminding you that if you're good enough to get in, a proud future can be yours.
Back to the Cisco Kid and our gripping story, The Golden Anvil. Young Steve Allen, driving by night to his distant ranch, is wholly unaware that the gold he thinks he has lost is in his wagon, disguised in the shape of a small anvil. Neither can Steve know that the murderous Lurton, having disposed of Cisco and Pancho to his own satisfaction, is riding to overtake and rob him. While back in the town of Comanche Bluff...
Pancho. Pancho, amigo, wake up.
Oh, aren't you been run over by a stampede, no?
No, Pancho. You've taken a very bad beating.
Oh.
Lurton in that crowd in the cafe, remember?
Yeah, big, big fight. Ooh, Pancho's head like a balloon.
They're locked in this old shed back of the cafe, I think.
Lurton, hombre, put us here, Cisco?
Si. Oh. And I've learned that the gold young Senor Steve thought he had lost is still in his wagon.
Mm-hmm.
And that Lurton and his partner have ridden to overtake Steve and get it.
How does Cisco know this?
When they dragged us here, I was partly conscious. I heard Lurton talking about it.
Lurton killed Senor Steve, no?
You must not let that happen, Pancho. Can you help me with the door, amigo?
Oh, Pancho got hammers in his head. Pancho, help.
Yes. You brace now.
You brace now. Mm-hmm.
Try to break this door down.
See.
Now. Again, amigo. Hit it hard.
The door too strong, Cisco. What about the window?
There is no window. Again, Pancho. Put all your weight into it.
Got a lot of weight, Cisco.
No. Bueno, we are out. Oh. Wait, Pancho. Somebody's coming.
So you're the cause of all this noise, Cisco. Well, I'm looking for you two. I hear you've been fighting again. Now you come with me.
We're not making troubles, Pancho.
Senor, the gold that young Senor Steve thought he had lost is still in his wagon.
Now, that's a likely story.
It's a true story.
And Lurton and his partner are riding to overtake
it. You can't talk your way out of this, Cisco.
From what I have heard Lurton say, I'm sure that it was Lurton that killed Senor Bell.
I've listened to enough of this. Now you two come along.
Senor Sheriff, suppose we promise to leave town in 10 minutes. Will you let us go?
You bet I'll let you go, and mighty glad to get shut of you. I'm sticking around to make sure you do go.
Gracias, senor. We'll go straight to the livery stable for our horses. But first, one question.
Yeah?
Is there a shortcut to Senor Steve's rancho?
Doggone, Cisco, you act serious about this. Yeah, there's the old Comanche trail through the hills. Comes into the main trail about 10 miles this side of Steve's ranch.
Gracias again, senor sheriff. Come, Pancho, we ride. It's a bad trail to ride at night, Pancho.
Yes, Cisco, it's dangerous.
I think I will stop and have a look at the trail. Hold up, hold.
Oh, look, oh, Cisco, look.
Now, let's strike a match. See, the tracks of two horses.
That big coyote Lurton will come this way soon, no?
I am almost sure of it.
Uh-huh.
Lurton knows that Senor Steve will travel slowly with the wagon. And no doubt he plans to ride in ahead of Steve and ambush him.
Yes.
Pancho, we must get there first. Up, Jim, get down.
Come up, Cisco. It's light now. You see?
Look, Pancho, on that ridge ahead.
Right, Cisco. You think it's a Lurton, hombre?
See, and they have seen it.
They start right back. Look,
Look, they use the spur.
Up, Gallo. Up,
Gallo. Go, 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 go.
We must get that Lurton Aubrey before he gets to the junction of the two trails.
I think the main trail is the big valley far below.
Must be. Perhaps we can see it after we swing around the shoulder of these bluffs.
Look, Cisco. There's the Lurton again.
We are gaining on them, Pancho.
But now they stop. Take it off the horses, Cisco.
They are running back this way. I can see no sense to that.
I cannot know unless the hombres like to run.
Ah, they are climbing the steep slope above the trail.
Look, they're all a big wall down.
Madre mia, they're trying to start a landslide to block the trails. Hook ya, hook ya.
Go, 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 go.
And so we are too late. There it goes. Put them, ho, ho, ho.
Ho, 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 ho.
Diablo loco. Not get over that pile of rocks, Cisco.
No, they cannot.
Uh-huh.
But we are not letting Lurton block us this way. Come on. Off your horse, Pancho.
What do we do, Cisco?
That's not a big landslide, amigo.
No?
By moving some of those top rocks, we may be able to get the horses over it.
Uh-huh.
But, Pancho, look. Far down the valley there.
Oh, Senor Steve.
Si. He's so far away, we cannot warn him.
Maybe he hears shots, no?
I will try. No, he does not hear.
No?
The noise of his wagon is too loud. Come, Pancho. Grab hold of this big rock.
Mm-hmm.
Now. Lift, Pancho.
It not move.
You must move it. Lift it, harder, Pancho. Put your back into it. Now, come on.
It moved, Cisco.
Lift, Pancho. Keep moving. We did it, Pancho. Now, to get the horses over.
Diablo! Logo!
That landslide sure fixed Cisco's slack, Matt. Now we'll turn back on the main trail and ambush young Alan. We won't sit getting that goal this time.
Now hold it, Lurk, hold it. Ain't that the kid team just breaking out of the cottonwoods the other side of this long plant?
Oh, boy, whoa there, whoa. Yeah, that's him. Quick, Matt, right in behind the spur of ledge. Hurry before he sees us. We'll wait for him here.
Now look, Lurk. Kid has stopped his team. He's getting down off the wagon seat. Now, look.
Yeah, it looks like one of his mules has picked up a stone in his hoof. The kid's prying it out.
Hey, Lurk, listen. Back on the trail behind us, ain't that running horses I hear?
Sure is. Horses coming fast.
You think it's that Cisco critter?
Maybe he got around that landslide somehow. Whoever it is, we can't stay here. We got to work fast.
Now, what do we do, Lurk?
Ride down on young Alan. Gun him down, grab that golden anvil, and dig out fast. Get going, horse.
Get out of there.
Far beyond them. Cross the long flat. See your speed. Right, Pancho. Hup, yabba, hup, ya.
Go, 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 go.
Steve is sending them off. Hup, yabba, ha. Your gun, Pancho. Have it ready.
Yeah, gun is ready, Cisco. Hi. Steve, he go down.
Hurry, Pancho. We're almost there. I will take Lurton, Pancho. You take the other one.
Yeah, Cisco. Pass to fix the other hombre. Fix him good.
Look out for the third one. No, Pancho.
Oh,
I got
you.
I'm going to
come off this horse like a sack of
sand,
Cisco.
Back,
Lobo. Keep the rope tight.
Bueno,
Lobo, bueno.
Keep with that wagon, Lurton.
Right, it's the
shot. Yeah, you are a poor shot, Lurton. Now you're coming off that horse.
Who's taking me off this horse?
Yeah, well, come on, let's go. Yeah. Just a moment I've been waiting for, Aubrey.
Now,
this is going to be a pleasure, Aubrey. To
fight with our fists.
Why, you measly skunk, I'll show you.
No, you missed the gold when you killed Senor Bell. Then you found the gold was still in the wagon. You followed to kill and rob young Senor Steve, eh?
You lie!
Lurton, you are going to hang. First, you are going to take some of the treatment you gave Pancho and me in the cafe last night.
Hey, hi, Cisco. Show him how it's here to be hit on the eye, hit on the jaw. See how he like it.
See, Pancho, I will. Right now. Oh.
Bueno, Cisco. Pancho thinks Lurton hombre is all finished. So the other hombre. And Pancho still got him roped.
Tie them up, amigo.
Yeah.
I must go to Senor Steve. Pancho.
Si, Cisco.
Senor Steve is all right. Bullet grazed his skull and knocked him out.
Well.
Do not think that he is even badly hurt.
Bueno, Cisco. Pancho come as soon as these hombres tie up.
I think Senor Steve is coming out of it. Oh. Senor.
Oh, Cisco.
Si.
Why did that sidewinder Lurton jump me again, Cisco?
Lurton killed your uncle, but somehow he missed finding the gold your uncle carried. Later, he discovered it was still in the wagon, so he followed you to get it.
The gold in the wagon? Oh, it can't be, Cisco. It just can't be.
Let me help you up, Steve. We will look. Come on.
I tell you, the gold ain't there, Cisco. Hey, look. All there is just Uncle Nat's blacksmith tools and a few groceries I brought to take back to the ranch.
But Lurton said it was there. I heard him. Wait, let me climb into the wagon and look more carefully.
It's no use, Cisco. It's gone.
Tonto, look, Steve. Look at this small anvil.
Just a little yellow spot is all I see, Cisco.
Steve, just a yellow spot where the black paint is chipped off. Steel is not yellow, Senor Steve.
No. No, it can't be, Cisco.
Senor, this small anvil is solid gold. Your Uncle Nat's gold. Your gold now.
Hey, look, Cisco! Riot!
Ah, see, this is Sheriff.
Well, Cisco, you were telling the truth, huh?
See, Senor Sheriff.
Cisco not lie, Senor Sheriff. Cisco always tell the truth.
Yeah, so I found out when a couple of them box circle hombres come to me scared plumb limber. Thought they'd mix themselves up in a murder. Thought Lurton had killed you two.
Then you began to believe my story about Senor Bell and the gold?
Yeah, you bet. And I rounded up a couple of deputies and took out after the wagon. Got here just in time to take them murdering coyotes back to jail, I reckon.
And jail, Senor Sheriff, is exactly where they belong.
Listen, Cisco, after all you two have done for me, you can't walk out like this.
Senor Steve, everything is all right now. You have your gold, and it's time for Pancho and me to ride.
For Pancho, time to eat. And Pancho, one hungry hombre.
Oh, that settles it, Pancho. You and Cisco are coming to the ranch with me. It isn't far, and my mother's the world's best cook.
For a long time, Pancho looked for the world's best cook. We go, Cisco, no?
Pancho, I cannot disappoint you. See, Senor Steve, we will accept your invitation. Si, Pancho.
That a fine big meal we get to Senor Steve's rancho.
Si, it was. But you ate much too much, amigo.
Huh?
Do you realize you are greatly overweight? You should reduce.
Pancho try hard to reduce. A long time, Pancho try hard.
Oh, now, Pancho. That is hard to believe. After eating that tremendous meal, you tell me you are trying to lose weight.
But that how Pancho lose the weight, Chico.
You reduce by eating big meals?
Si.
Strange way to reduce, Chico. How does it work?
Well, if the arms of Pancho work hard, they get thin, no?
That is true.
And if the legs of Pancho work hard, they get thin too, no?
See, that also is true. But still, I do not understand.
No, it's very simple, Chico. Work make the arms thin, work make the legs thin, and much food make Pancho's stomach work hard, so Pancho's stomach gets thin too, no?
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, is he hard?
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
Got a riddle for you. Ready?
What can you catch without chasing it? What can you catch without a glove? What can you catch while you were standing still? What can you catch without an ounce of skill? What can you catch and never know it? What can you know it? What can you catch and never show it? What can you catch without knowing you caught it and then pass it on to someone else?
Give up? Well, the answer is tuberculosis. Maybe you guessed. If so, that's where the guessing should stop. To find out for sure whether you have active TB or not, make certain your next medical exam includes a tuberculosis checkup.
To cure it fast is to find it first, and to find it, there's only one way. Get a TB checkup. A TB checkup today.
This reminder from your Tuberculosis and Respiratory Disease Association is a matter of life and breath.
Thank you.
again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.